And to be good around you, maybe to be stupid with yourself. And in a societal context, everything promising has a dead end. We ought to learn to transgress. And we must fully inhale the scent before the sudden changing of the season. And just because it is not bodily ours, we make it ours with our full soul. And the hint of any social crisis, it is but an excuse to further remove humanity from its nature. It is not the final point, but one point in the intermezzo that we rise to real poetry. And social integration in one way is but the spectrum of segregation in many human ways. And prejudice is but an expedient to run over something without any consideration for its possible qualities. And we can no longer fatigue to reach a place for contemplation, but can be either in or out of it. And our solidarity ought to be human, as any economic help will result but in increasing any form of problematic. And only from nature we can develop in harmony, while departing from any artificial setting we will but experience turbulence. And only of air we will be able to live, as long as we will find it fresh. And any big plateau will have to be kept small to hinder any form of quick contamination. And the new center is but something completely dislocated from an old center we have to try to establish, at least within us. And multiculturalism is but the opportunity to hasten to a full capitalistic identity. And mental we become only when we cannot fully express the naturality of our physical being. And what in the end wipes us out completely is the honor others imposes on us. And the main goal of capitalism in the end is to erase culture, which at its core promotes a life without capital. And the rivalry between powers in the end is but a loss for the whole humanity. And so it seems as if every belle epoch is followed by a brute epoch. And the regularization of an outer energy leads always to a counter and a more malicious inner energy. And as the tool itself comes to replace the material, one ought to replace the tool in order to regain the material. And the more there is assessment, the less, in fact, there is maturation. And one thing is to learn to act according to our nature, and the other to try to control it and therefore go against it. And the only renewable energy is the art wheel going bottom up. And to learn, not only the content is needed, but the container, and let the latter be the world. and we enjoy a pristine purity only to, on the other hand, disguise terrible corruption. And to free us from the jails we have inherited from the natural order, we have created social jails. And a shower of orders is the way to remove individuals with their sense of self-orientation. And the most secular form of governance in the end is the one that is the most literally religious. And the society in the end has always a tendency to create castes that art in its purity ought to transcend. And the more luxury surrounding us, the more rot we are from within. And what the father once imposed as a tradition may be the only way for the son to escape the new tradition. And the very strive for immortality finds its very opponent in life at its very emergence. And authoritarianism comes always as a booster to an anyway dying civilization. And just before the fanatics assassinate their enemy, the enemy turns into an exact copy of their prophet. And while society should have been what provide us with our living, it is something in the end we die for. And one lesson for gatekeepers is that sooner or later, playing with doors, one gets hurt. And we may conclude that anything that is not anthropocentric in the end is just simply not human. And it is not eliminating the opposition, but coexisting with the opposition that our strength can be found. And ultimately, it is not a matter of finding ways to be more biological, but putting more effort in being part of the process. And the more the empire grows and becomes powerful, the more a void grows from within. And whatever it is, the institution, it is set to become bigger and thus more evil. And it is society to turn into an infirmity, a natural responsibility that would otherwise boost our existence. And nations do not vary the monocultural desert they create, but only the oasis they use to brand themselves. And the respectful process only emerges from those who have not complied for long to any social scheme. And in order to preserve our freedom, we must cultivate a strong hate from any form of oligarchism. And we may be not comprehended as we may lie a few steps behind or a lot of steps forward. As we cannot accuse an entire continent, we cannot accuse an entire nation, nor an individual in its entirety. Long-term achievements are healthy, while unhealthy are the constant expansions of social goals. And by now, humanity must have learned that any strong creative force is followed by an equally strong destructive one. And in the end, we may emerge or keep in the shadow simply based on the social, economical, and political climax. And last, even the preaching of multiculturalism is a monoculture we shall fight against. And the ancestry of those we have colonized and defeated will eventually overtake us. And like worms, we enjoy the heat of a nature going rot before a catastrophe. And once all the spring of purity gets tapped, we'll all have to move to the mouths of artificial corruption. And a too civilized society has the one feature of turning what it is most intuitive in non-intuitive. And if on one hand conformism cannot tolerate any spontaneous precariousness, on the other hand it cannot grasp any eternal commitment to spiritual perfection. Only the dismantlement of powers can lead to a certain peace before new powers are established. And under power, new culture is produced, while elsewhere stories relating on the injustice of this culture can be told.